Hello, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Hello.
Evening. How
Good
are you?
Evening.
Okay.
What grabs your fancy?
Kind of feeling inclined to comment about holding off on releasing the blueprints for the 3D guns.
Wonderful.
Maybe offer some thoughts.
Thank you. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, we talked about free speech, but there are a lot of restrictions on what we can say. We have the ideal of free speech, and then in reality, there actually are quite a few restrictions that we normally don't think about. For example, you can't yell fire in a theater if there's no fire.
Right.
Of course, can't talk about actually killing the president of the United States. That's a no-no. And you can talk all you want and say you disagree with policies or you think an elected official is doing a terrible job, but you can't threaten bodily harm.
Is the story behind the story with folks like Cody Wilson, his feelings about anarchy and his feelings about gun control, and that's what he feels is being blocked. What are your thoughts about that?
I can see him arguing that his free speech rights are being violated, but I have a feeling where the judge is coming from is that it represents a hazard to public health and well-being, and it represents a potential danger to society.
So I'm going to jump in on that. When you say the danger, what are your thoughts of danger that could actually ensue if these blueprints are released?
Well, I think it opens up the distinct possibility that people who are underage, for example, children or teenagers, could decide to print off guns and then use them in a way that wouldn't be good.
Quote, when it comes to something as basic as public safety, our State Department's saying, hey, this is a giveaway for terrorists. And that was by the Washington Attorney General, Bob Ferguson. What are your thoughts on that?
It sounds to me like the argument there that they're making is more of a soundbite.
Yeah.
Have a soundbite that scores political points.
Put politics aside. You're the attorney general, and now all of a sudden, these blueprints have gone viral. What would you do?
Sadly, the reality is that these blueprints will probably find their way out into circulation, and I think the injunction is probably a temporary stopgap. One way or another, these blueprints will be available to someone that really wants them, and if they aren't already, to answer the question, that you're right, how do you stop it? And the answer is you maybe stop it for a little while, but eventually, you know, one way or another, legally or illegally, the plans get released, and then they're out there, and then there's not much you can do about it. So I guess the attorney general can only do so much. And the legal system probably can only do so much as far as controlling the eventual release of these things. I think they need to at least try.
Before we let you go, just in a sentence, do you think an individual who is creative enough to develop blueprints to be able to make an AR-15 or other weapons, that person has the right to be able to put the blueprints on the internet?
Well, I think if there's a significant risk to public safety, the same analogy as yelling fire in a theater, it's just no. There have to be some restrictions on speech if there's a significant risk to public safety. So I think the judge was right to issue the injunction.
Robert, thank you.
We really enjoy having you on the air. Thank you.
Have a wonderful evening, Robert.
Thank you.
You too.